Hello, we're Ray and Daniel, and you're tuning in to the Daily Radio Radio News, live from Petrograd.
The date is October 25, 9:43 a.m. Today we have a special announcement from our provisional government. But before that, we have our...
Hello folks, sorry for this disruption, we're back. It's just in, at 9:45 p.m, the Bolsheviks, a socialist Russian party, just stormed the Winter Palace. For those of you who do not know what the Winter Palace is, it is Alexander Kerensky's home. Alexander is the leader of the provisional government. The majority of the Russian citizens despise the provisional government for their lack of support for the workers and soldiers who work the land. The revolution seems to have been sparked by a major offensive attack in the mines, which failed miserably, and from the workers' anger from economic plight.
The revolution atmosphere was also felt months ago when the Red Konstrad, a Russian naval ship, ported in a naval ship base in Petrograd, demanding the Soviet take power. And that is exactly what is happening today. We hear rifles, machine guns, and artillery fire in the distance not far from our current position. And this has been a...
Oh my god! Daniel! That...